Nolte, Biden's Gaza peer cover-up exposed, 62 troops injured, 1 death. By John Nolte on May 7, 2025. America's useless regime media always uncover Democrat Party scandals after it matters. Case in point, we are only being told now Joe Biden's disastrous Gaza peer resulted in the injury of 62 service members, and 1 death. If you recall, to appease the rabid anti-Semites that have taken over the Democrat Party, Biden demanded that an ill-advised and conceived 1,200-foot floating pier be constructed that would allow humanitarian aid to be delivered without breaking Biden's promise that no American boots would set foot in Gaza. The pier opened in mid-May of 2024, closed in mid-July, and was only operational for 20 days, at a cost of $230 million, 62 injuries, and 1 dead. At the time, we were told that only 3 service members were injured. In a Breitbart News exclusive reported and published in June of 2024 by my former colleague Christina Wong, sources told us that troops' lives are being put at risk, sometimes for literal photo ops. There, absolutely has been gunfire and mortars. It's all day and night, non-stop, the source said. This included sniper fire. Due to poor planning, the workload became dangerous with commanders, ordering troops to work 12 to 48-hour shifts with very little sleep so that they can move more pallets, which has led to many accidents, including one service member being crushed by a forklift. So, Breitbart News reported that there were many accidents, but we were told 3, and only now are we learning that our many was indeed correct. If this had been a Republican administration, CNN would have had a telephoto lens aimed at that pier and a Trump injury tracker in the corner of the screen. Oh. And hey, I don't know if you've heard, but the corporate media have just discovered that Joe Biden might have been suffering some sort of cognitive decline during his failed presidency. This is big news, after it matters. Beyond all that, all Biden was doing with this $230 million was feeding terrorists. Hamas doesn't allow aid to reach the people in Gaza. So all this $230 million boondoggle did was injure our troops, embolden the terrorists to fight on. And that only meant more civilian suffering in Gaza. Democrats sure got it good. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.